The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yes. Here, the 17th of April, 7:05 in the morning.
I'm a day off.
Tax
season.
Wait. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina is in there by herself.
Good morning.
Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning, guys.
Okay, so now there's national days today.
Oh, today's a special day.
Okay.
Oh, what? What is
today
it?
Today's a National Ford Mustang Day.
Oh, Ford Mustang Day. You know what? That coincides with Cool April Nights.
Boy.
And we do have a bunch of show and shines that we're going to be telling you about.
It also coincides with the Red Bluff Roundup. And we've got a world champion on the show tomorrow.
Now, if you watch.
Local world champion.
She is world champion who rides a horse called Sister.
Yeah, I was going to surprise her. I was going to hook everybody. Let's not tell too much.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm
National
coming in tomorrow
Ford,
for that.
Yes, National Ford Mustang Day. Is there another? Another day?
We'll put
give me a second. I have to check.
Nathan.
Yes, actually, there's a National Cheese Ball Day.
Cheese Ball. Well, if it was Cheese Curd Day, I'd be more excited.
Cheese Ball. That's so cheese ball.
Ford Mustang. Rode. Okay. People talk about the original Ford Mustangs. I rode in an original Ford Mustang that my friend, Greg.
Way back when.
Greg Ballou's dad owned it.
Greg Ballou's
dad. But he got to drive it, and we took it out one night.
Ooh.
And it was like Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Greg Ballou. Ooh. I mean, the name sounds like it should be right out of Ballou.
I'm sorry. I got that wrong. It was Brian Ballou.
Okay, boy, that's even better.
Who was named after his dad, and then his sister was named Brianna Ballou.
Oh,
also after the dad. So we had Brian and Brianna Ballou. We used to hang out in Boise, Idaho. And anyway, we drove out that night. It was like I said, Ferris Bueller's Day
Off.
We were
freedom
off on
in your
back
heart.
Roads and just flying down these roads.
Now, when was the last time? I know it's Monday morning and we're reminiscing and this is
and
all
our
great.
Our guest hasn't shown up yet.
Well, okay, so we'll just talk about. Before we go to the weather, okay. I'll go to the weather because you've left the station. Just hello. What did you do that to me for? I was going to ask you a question. Currently 52 degrees. Carl just. Forgot something or went aha or whatever. 52 degrees in the downtown studios right now. Looks like today we're going to have mostly cloudy, then showers likely with a high of 61. Tonight, 36. Man, you know, I just put my plants out. I like to put them in the rain. 36, I don't know. I think I'm going to pull them in, my house plants. Tuesday, areas of frost, then partly sunny with a high of 58 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with overnight lows of 38. Wednesday calls for mostly sunny with a high of 61. Wednesday night, overnight lows of 38. Thursday, mostly sunny, 67. And Friday, mostly sunny, 76. And the weather is brought to you by our friends out at Shasta Gas Propane, the Kinney family. Got to love those guys. They are incredible, and the Kinneys do angel work in this town. They are unsung heroes in many, many ways. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, veteran-owned business, where they go out and do the extra work, especially during this time when people couldn't get out of their driveways or they couldn't get down, or if you're elderly and you can't get out. These are the people that go that extra mile. They really love our community, and they're just wonderful people. 365-3793.
Okay.
Every now and then we do extra love. We do the extra love for our sponsors that have been with us since day one. They can go anywhere in town, do anything that they want to do. They've been, you know, they've stayed with us, and we just feel that, and I had this great conversation with a girlfriend of mine that's been born and raised in Reading, and she's second generation, maybe even third generation. And we talked about the community of Reading, while we were sitting on our chairs in front of the horse stables on Saturday. It was a beautiful day, and we were just out there, and nobody was out there but us, and we had ridden a little bit in the morning, and we just talked about our community of riding, how it's changed, where it's going. We have no idea, but where it used to be and why we like to be here. Anyway, there you go.
So we were supposed to have, I thought, Patrick Jones and the auditor were going to be here this morning.
Oh, my God, and we just advertised it? And
yeah, we did. So maybe I misunderstood. Maybe he thinks it's at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
I don't know. I thought it was at 7 o'clock. So, but we'll just move on from this. The now, you were saying, after I talked about the 65 Mustang or 64,
well, we have cool
64 Mustang.
I was wondering with the question I had for you, and we've got these cool April night shows, and what people love about coming out for Show and Shines is it is you are reminiscing, and it's wonderful when you think about these people who buy these cars and what the love and the intensity of going into maybe rebuilding a car. We know we have a friend, Rick. I don't know if you're listening this morning, but Rick and his son loved the whole, it's not a Mustang, but Camaros. And they were into the 70s muscle cars. And so that's what's really cool about the Cool April Nights. It's the stories. It's the legacies. It's like maybe where a car was bought, maybe the owners and what, you know. So it's a really feel-good family event that goes on here in Reading. And it's one of our big economic pluses that happens here. And so my question for you, when you talked about going out with Brian, was it Brian Belew. Yeah. And Brianna. I mean, it's like a band. I could always remember that.
She was a, her hair, I always remember this. her hair was kind of like that white blonde hair, but she swam the swim team, and it always, during the spring and summer, it had this tinge of green.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the chlorine.
Yes, we had.
And so she had kind of green hair.
Yeah, we had, at Rio Americano, where I went to high school, we had a Sherm Chavor. And Sherm Chavor, if you recall Mark Spitz in 1976, this was my era of high school. And we had some really, really, really good. He was at Arden, I think at Arden Club or Arden something. And we had I've talked about this before on the air, but we had probably five or six guys at Rio at that time that were just incredible water polo champions. And swimmers, and you always knew the swimmers because they came to the hall, and they too had that tinge of like, you know, built kind of like Michael Phelps, tall, big shoulders, lanky, and had that hair that would be green at certain times. Well, not green, but blonde with a tinge of that. It's like you said, they're chlorinated. It's chlorinated hair. I don't know if that happens today, but I'm not really sure.
Who knows?
So I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
When you were talking about the Mustang with Blue,
yep,
how that felt. In your adult life, what have you done maybe in the last year? Has there been anything that you've done? And not only do I ask you, I ask our listeners, as you're thinking about those experiences that give you those endorphins, that's like a complete high, like that Ferris Bueller day off when you were with Brian Blue. In the Mustang, have you had, I mean, it'll never be like when you're 16 and you get to go this freedom ride, you know, but have you had anything in the last year that's made you feel that incredible moment of joy where you break through the veil?
Well, riding in the Mustang, I remember that, but he was driving, it wasn't me, but it was a lot of fun. Yeah, when Odina the Wonder Horse and I went out on the trail, and she went up Heartbreak Hill, she went up, Dragging Butt Hill, or whatever we call that. But when we came around a corner at a fast pace,
wow,
and a cow stepped out of the bushes right in front of us, any horse that I've ever had would have stopped and snorted. She just looked at it and kept going. I mean, had no problem with it. Just rolled right past. Cow leaped back into the bushes.
That's pretty cool. I love that. That's a great story. I'm glad to hear that you can recall on something this year. Well, and I love the fact.
Do you think I can't recall things?
I love the fact that, you know, that is really something that I think cool. We as human beings need to aspire to. You know, like recalling, instead of all the negativity and all the funk,
positivity.
Recall something that brought you joy. Like maybe it was a walk and you had an epiphany, or maybe it was, you know, looking into your grandbaby's eyes. We got to talk about this. After the break, your U.S. Marshal son.
I was going to do that.
We
have time.
You may have to get on. You may have to put a little pair of Depends next to your chair when we tell you this story, because it's going to make you like laugh so hard you're going to cross your legs. We'll be right back. We're going to read when we come back.
Okay. I've lost control.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon fillet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. Okay. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Reading's dish premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. A veteran-owned business. This is local. Stay local. We have Dish, and we have Dish with Doug. Don't call the 800 number. Call 530-241-3474. That's 530-241-DISH. Stay local, buy local. He's a great guy. He knows what he's doing, and he gives you super deals. Okay. Yesterday, Saturday was my son's, my son-in-law, but he's like my son. His 20th anniversary in U.S. Marshal Service. And he, of course, married to my daughter and the father of my grandchildren. And it's just, I couldn't be happier. Linda and I could not be happier with this young man. So that was kind of a, he said, you know.
That's a former Marine, by the way.
Former Marine. He came in on a special program they had for 1 year where they opened it up to people without college degrees and not law enforcement. And so he went through a series of mental, you know, written tests after written tests, and then three different interviews. And he was one of these, and it's called the Shining Star Program. And he was hired. And on his 20th anniversary yesterday, he has worked his way up. He is in charge of special investigations, the SWAT teams out of the U.S. Marshal Service, the combined teams, all these. I mean, he's just done great. Anyway, we're talking yesterday, and, you know, the Pentagon leaks, which has been in the news, as it should be. And so we started talking about the guy that was the leaker.
The 21-year-old kid.
Let's not give a name.
All right.
The suspect in custody is Jack Douglas Teixeira, a 21-year-old resident of North Dighton, Massachusetts. He is an airman first class in the state Air National Guard. Now, where we lost it yesterday was, Vince and I lost it yesterday. We're discussing this guy. He is not a Chinese, Russian, Israeli, any of those country spies. He didn't do it for money. He didn't really even do it because of political reasons. He started an online gaming group during COVID. And these were his 15, 20 buddies that had started this, and they were all gaming together, and he swore them to silence. And he started.
And it was a night guard.
Yeah, he was on a, I don't know if he was night or not, but he's a communications guy. He's not an intel guy. But he got a clearance because he was probably working in the, because of the communication specialties, he's passing things through. So he got a, I'm sure he had a top secret clearance at least. But he didn't, should not have had access. So, this has been going on for a year. Maybe a year. Who knows? Maybe longer. And what he would do is, at first he would start retyping these top secret messages, but it took too much time. So then he started sending over images. Images like what? From your phone? What kind? Where'd you get? Oh, just take a picture here. And he would send it to him as they, you know, he was doing it to kind of build himself up, but he was upset. He says, you know, our leaders are lying to us. And then, you know, and like kids, and they even talk about this. They would make off-color jokes, very, non-politically correct statements, just a bunch of guys. In between talking about acne medicine, he would be sending this stuff out. Here's the amazing thing. He said, don't share this. And for a year, they didn't. They all stuck together. And then they started talking, and then some of the members started talking to the other groups they were in, said, oh, yeah, you don't know that. And they forwarded it.
Right.
When they started forwarding it, only then was there a little break in the case. Otherwise, it would still be going on. So here's 20. So then here comes the FBI and SWAT and They come in with armored vehicles. They come to the guy's house. He lives in his mom's basement. This is your typical gamer, right? I mean, if you know, it's of course not, but you think about
when you think about
when you think about, and they arrest him. He's in his underwear. The only thing they didn't he didn't have on was his Scooby-Doo.
His Scooby-Doo. His that's
Scooby-Doo
what we laughed about.
Undies.
And they talked about how they were like they were gaming in between popping zits.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the part that cracked me up so hard was just you guys went on this roll. I mean, it's almost you can't make this up.
Now,
and you said this is going to be a movie because this kid, they come up with a SWAT team and all these armored cars and he comes out in his underpants
in
living in his mom's basement.
I
mean, that could be, I mean, it doesn't mean just because of somebody's like that, they could be a million things, you know.
Okay, anyway, but here's the thing is, here's this guy for over a year, releasing stuff to his gamer pals and nobody knew about it. Now, he works for the 102nd Intel wing or something that says, anyway, he works as in the position of cyber transport systems journeyman, which means he works for the Air Force Global Communications Network. He was on active duty at the time he allegedly exposed classified materials. And may be punished more harshly as a result. He will probably face at least 10 years in prison. No. Who knows? Maybe he will. You know, what he's doing right now, as soon as they mention Leavenworth, he is telling them everything he knows, and hopefully he's not making up stuff. I know. I am not. You know, here's the thing. The case itself is laughable. What I'm not happy about, and nobody should, how did he get access to this, one, and how did it go on for a year?
And do you think it was
without people knowing? And then the only reason they knew it is because it showed up in a Russian on a Russian chat room, and they're looking at it. It went out on 4chan. It went out on, was it Reddit? It went out, you know, to people's different groups, and then it shows up on a Russian chat thing.
Do you think then it was intentional?
What?
That somebody within...
No,
wanted to leak
No, it was they talked to the guys he leaked it to, and one of them said, well, I was in an argument with somebody, and they knew nothing. So I showed them that they were wrong. That's what started it. Then it started kind of like spreading out. They started sharing the stuff. And then that's when it got on the Russian chat rooms. That's when the FBI or the CIA or NSA, one of the alphabets, noticed it. Only then. Then they tried, okay, where'd this come from? Then they started tracking it back. He of course passed a background check for the job that he was in communications. It involves accessing classified through information. Although most people are saying that they're puzzled about why this guy managed to obtain the documents that were classified at such a high level. At first, they thought he might have been just making stuff up and putting top secret on it. Then they realized. No, not at all. Now, do I feel sorry for this kid? No. But it's a movie. It's a movie. They're going to show this kid that he's 21 years old. And of course, you know, he's an adult. He is an adult. 21 has been adjudicated as being an adult.
My question is, when I say, do you think, how can somebody within top security inside the Pentagon, or where he was working at security at night.
No, it wasn't security. He was a communication specialist, make sure the comm system.
But he was working at night.
Well, that, we're not sure about that, but that's what we.
Okay, you made that up in your mind. Okay,
no,
so
that's what we theorize is that he came in, he had the night shift, nobody was in there, and so here's the question: was he going back and forth with his buddies on a computer in the skiff playing games? You know, doing
yeah.
his. The name of his group that he started was Thug Shaker Control Central. On a video, voice, and text platform called Discord, which is free. Everybody can
right.
have that.
Your grandson And, you know, a lot of times you'll, gamers, you know, gaming's a big deal. You know,
gamers
people do.
Gamers commonly use Discord to talk to each other while playing games, but it also offers chat groups and forums where photos and videos can be shared along with typed messages. It's very easy to install and use. It can even be run within a web browser without installing any software, and basic accounts are free. Anyway, he had he started under the name OG, and he had several accounts he maintained to discuss his interests in guns, Catholicism, libertarian policies, and games.
Well, it's a huge embarrassment.
An embarrassment. There's going to be heads.
I mean, it's a huge embarrassment.
He's deep in trouble. You know what?
No,
because,
I mean, just, I
because
mean,
he knew better. Well, here it is, though. Everybody in his chain of command, I mean, starting with his staff NCO, everybody in that chain of command is in trouble, because here's the main question, and I'm sure he'll tell them. How did you get access? One, how did you get access to the top secret and even code word stuff? Because you can have a top secret. You can get a top secret clearance, Linda, as an interim top secret while they're doing a background check, which allows you to have access. Now, usually they use it for former military who had the, I had a top secret, SCI, you know, blah, 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 all those clearances. And then when I retired, then I went back. They gave me, when I went back on contract work in Iraq, they gave me an interim top secret. It took a couple of weeks, but an interim top secret. They just do a local records check, essentially, because you already had all the rest of it. But anyway, but... But that's just to get you access to TS stuff. To get into some of these other things, how did he get into that? There's the question. We have to take a break. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, we like Cornerstone. They are a community bank. They're good people down there. Starting from the top there with Matt Mosley and all the way down. Their board of directors are local. They've got four branches to assist you, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one down in Anderson. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 16 years ago. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Gold Leaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop, 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 hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop, with the hop. We're the app for the Thule, and the music is a snooze, and the slip, the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kicks with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me, because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687. To learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good picking out of music.
Yeah, Kate Bush. This is also from Stranger Things. Yeah, she got. I was listening to Kate Bush back in because she was like, I love Peter Gabriel. And she was kind of like, I don't know if she was produced by him, but she did this great album. It wasn't totally mainstream, but she'd have a period of time, I mean, in America, where she had a period of time that she was had a success. And then Stranger Things brought her back, which I love about how music can come around again and people can have a second life. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Yes, Jeff, if you're listening this morning, thank you so much for sponsoring our show. I know that we've sent several people, and we really trust and believe in your work. We know that you're a master at your craft. Jeff has fixed two of my windshield. He's fixed your truck, and you have another crack that needs to be
another
fixed.
Chip. And I have another chip that I need to get down there, because this one could be the big enchilada. This one could go.
So it's Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, 3208 South Market Street. Give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for appointments.
Better known business. So, hey, on the phone we have Anne Marie for our Monday segment of what's happening in the area.
And the calendar girl.
Good Monday morning, Carl and Linda.
You're a calendar girl, too?
Well, excuse me. She is community the person in charge of the calendar. Yes.
Community calendar.
Yes. Tell us what's happening.
Thank you, guys. Well, first I would like to mention, if I may, because we have five fantastic events to focus on this week. But first I would like to mention that today is Patriots Day. Now, this holiday falls on the third Monday of April each year. And Patriots Day is set aside to commemorate the opening battles of the American Revolution in 1775. Now, not to be confused with Patriot Day, which is September 11th.
Okay.
So our first event to focus on is happening right now. It's taking place now through April 29th, and that is Rev Up Automotive Art Exhibition. And you can find that at the Old City Hall at 1313 Market Street in Reading. Gallery hours are Tuesdays through Fridays from 10 to 4 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 to 3 p.m. Admission is free. Now, this gallery exhibit features all things cars, motorcycles, and more. The Rev Up Automotive Art Exhibition is brought to you by the Shasta County Arts Council.
Okay.
And then later on this week, if there's any veterans out there looking for a job, there will be a job fair this Friday, April 21st, at the Veterans Home of California in Reading, located at 3400 Knighton Road. The job fair will run 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more information, including a link to view the openings, visit the Veterans Home of California Reading Facebook page or call 530-224-2000. 3300.
Okay.
Also, on Friday, April 21st, those 21 and older can check out the Museum After Hours event at Turtle Bay. The Friday night event will run 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Admission is $5 for members and $10 for non-members. Adults 21 and older can enjoy art exhibits, music, and an evening out with friends. There will be a cash bar and food for purchase provided by the Mosaic Restaurant. Now, to purchase tickets, go to turtlebay.org. And as you know, because you mentioned it earlier, it's that time of year again, time for cool April nights. And this year's event will run April 21st through April 30th. Highlights include, well, tons of classic cars, food, music, entertainment, and the list goes on. The Friday night cruise is free to attend, and it will run 6:30 to 8 p.m. Now, the streets will start to close down about 5:30 p.m., and you can find the parade route on their website, coolaprilnights.com. That's cool with a K, O-O-L, April, N-I-T-E-S, .com. But some of the best spots to view the cruise would be along Hilltop Drive or Churn Creek Road. Now, the main car show will take place on Saturday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets can be purchased at local auto parts, Napa Auto Parts stores for $8 or at the gate for $10. Those 70 and older or 12 and under are free. And for those that enjoy a good monster truck show, you can check out the Malicious Monster Truck Insanity Tour on April 21st and April 22nd at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. Grandstands open at 5 p.m., pit party from 5 to 6:30 p.m., and showtime is 7 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at eventbrite.com. General admission is $10 for children 3 to 12, and $20 those 12 and older. Now, this event is being organized by Shasta Speedway. And just so you know, if you do purchase tickets online, that does include the pit party, but those tickets must be purchased by April 20th. And there you have it. Another great sampling of five fantastic events taking place locally this week.
And let me add another sixth one here. Red Bluff Roundup.
Oh, absolutely.
Starting this week. It starts, it's going to be going Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we're going to give away some tickets here in a few minutes.
Thank
you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys. Till next week.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you. Okay, hey, let's take an early break.
All right.
And then we'll come back and catch up on a lot of this stuff. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. You know, why don't you talk about Four Winds Jewelry?
All right, Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. That is, you know, right near where the mailbox place is, in that little shopping center, kind of kitty corner to, by the way, we ate over there the other day. Sierra Gibbs, it was so good. I think I had the best clam chowder of my life. But going back into Four Winds Jewelry, they do all of your jewelry repair, trustworthy, family-owned, fantastic. That's 225.
Great selection of jewelry.
That's right. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria. proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, the 17th of April, 7:47 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Yes, 2 separate divisions, and Judy Maxwell in charge of all of them. She started this company in 1993 and has been helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners ever since. Give her a call at 530-221-0441. We have insurance with Judy and very, very happy.
Now, I'm just going to say this out loud because people are tuned in. We did have a guest scheduled.
We did.
And we advertised it and promoted it, and somehow
we've got messages.
There's a communication.
There could be a communication
flop, and we apologize for that. We don't know if it was on our end. Because we had full intention and advertised it Friday live on the air.
Yeah, that we were going to have Patrick Jones and the auditor in here. But there could have been a mix-up or something could have happened. Who knows? But we'll get them on as soon as
we
can. We
haven't had the communication from that end yet.
Not yet. Okay. You're giving away some tickets.
I am. Let's start with something nice here. We love the Red Bluff Roundup, of course. And we've got all of these things happening, of course. This year, I don't know if this has happened in the past, but our Cool April Night literally coincides.
Yeah, it always has.
So Friday night, I've got tickets for the Red Bluff Roundup. It's a clear bag. It says open gates at 5, clear bag policy, by the way. This is at the Tama you know, out in Red Bluff for Friday, April 21st. We will be there. And I'm going to give a family pack away for four. So this is a perfect thing if you want to call in and get these four tickets that say you and your neighbors, or you want to give them to somebody you know that perhaps has always talked about the rodeo but has never been. The Red Bluff Roundup is a really wonderful, wonderful rodeo. It's got a different vibe than the Reading Rodeo. They're both wonderful. If you love rodeo, it's family fun. So four tickets for, and our Christina's going to be taking your phone call, so I'm sure that's what that's about.
Okay.
Also, April 21st, this Friday, it starts off from 3 to 9, sixth annual Spring Fest Car Show. That's on Market Street, which is right down the street here from 3 to 9. So we kicked that off, and then for the whole week, the 22nd, we've got, to Saturday, the Lithia Chevrolet Show and Shine, Anderson River Park Show and Shine, Big League Dream Show and Shine. So it's just going to be cars all over, the Reading and Anderson and, Red Bluff and everywhere you're going to see these, wonderful vintage cars and some new cars as well.
Okay. Southern California Edison, Pacific Gas and Electric, and San Diego Gas and Electric submitted a joint proposal to the state's Public Utilities Commission last week that outlines the new rate structure. It follows last year's passage of Assembly Bill 205, which requires a fixed rate and generally simpler power bills. Under the proposals, households will see a fixed rate covering basic electricity services and the company's operating costs on a scale based on their household incomes. Let me say that again. Your electricity bill will be based on household incomes. They say the SCE, Southern California Edison, says approximately 1.2 million of its lower income customers will see their bills drop by 16 to 21%. Overall, rates will decrease by about 33 cents per kilowatt hour for all residential customers, the utility says. Say that different consumers would see different base rates depending on where they live and which power company serviced their residents. It's certain to provoke a little outrage out there, I would think, because we already have the highest top income tax in the country. And then now you're going to say because you're making more money, we're going to pay more for your electricity. So, I don't know. It doesn't affect REU. But if it means they're dropping, like we have people out, you know, outside of the REU district that has PG&E, some of them are going to be paying more.
Jeez.
I can tell you, I imagine Texas Springs, you know, road out there.
Oh, we have friends out there.
And that subdivision out there because they're more expensive homes and everything. They've earned their way. They've built their lives and so that they have been a success that now they're going to pay more for electricity for PG&E. I would just imagine, I can't wait to this thing if it gets passed, to see what happens.
Another reason we love our REU. All right, I want to talk about something that disturbs me, and I'm sure it does for many Americans or anybody on the planet living, about when you have violence. And right here in America, it just feels this, again, this implosion of gun violence and anarchy. Large groups of teens erupt in 4 days of violent days after Democrats choose Chicago for 2024 convention. Now, that's according to this particular, you know, there's all kinds of ways to lead a news article.
Yeah, the headlines.
Okay, so for a fourth night in a row, Chicago Police Department was forced to call for reinforcements downtown as large numbers of teens gathered and engaged in rioting, violence, and even a Saturday night shooting. It said it feels in this particular article that began Wednesday night, only days after the Democratic National Committee chose Chicago for the site of the 2024 National Presidential Convention, despite that the city suffers one of the nation's highest murder rates. So The CPD was first called out in force around 10 p.m. Wednesday night when about 200 teens erupted in a mass fight in the city's popular Millennium Park at the southern end of the Mag Mile.
You know, what it was is these kids, these teenagers were kind of like running amok, jumping up and down in cars, pulling people out of cars. They were attacking tourists. It was gunshots. Some people were wounded. And the new mayor-elect says, hey, don't vilify the city. Well, you don't have to vilify the city. You just have to, you know, state the facts.
Well, that's happening in Chicago. But here in Compton, California.
Yeah.
A large mob of looters was caught on video bum rushing a gas station and stealing thousands of dollars worth of merchandise, all while the clerk on duty was in, he hid inside. It happened overnight at the Arco gas station near Alondra Boulevard and Central Avenue. The video shows one man breaking the glass door while dozens of looters crowd behind him. Moments later, the group was seen grabbing everything from drinks, snacks, alcohol, and even condoms. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department told Eyewitness News thousands of dollars worth of merchandise was stolen and serious damage was done to the store.
I have a comment on that. They stole condoms. No, you know what? That's the only positive aspect of this whole thing. Why? Because maybe it'll keep the DNA of people who come in and wreck places like this, maybe it'll keep it in check.
Well, it said that the LASD's Compton station had been responding to several illegal street takeovers earlier in the night. So are we having, like, remember there used to be, like, these positive mob breakouts, like, you know, they would call it something where everybody would start to break out in song or dance someplace. Well, flash mobs. But this
that's a little bit different.
I know because there's so many news outlets and phones and bloggers, and I just don't, there is this real thing happening on our own soil here where our borders are being overrun. It's not cool to be an American. Can you imagine for the gas station attendant to be hiding in fear of his life?
Oh no, I imagine because it happens all the time. We talked about World Market shutting down its flagship store in San Francisco after 1 year because of fear of their safety of their employees and the amount of stuff that's being stolen. Walmarts in Chicago are pulling out of certain areas, and they're blaming it on racism. They say, no, we don't blame it on racism. We're blaming it on the fact our employees are not safe, and we're losing millions of dollars a year to shoplifting. This is going to keep going on until people realize that you're going to, in these big cities, that you've got
like
to start.
Portland.
Like Portland.
How many people moved out of Portland? They don't even want to be there anymore. Who wants to visit?
I wouldn't want to visit Portland or Seattle because even though there may be just sections of the city, I mean, when you check into your hotel, do they tell you, now don't go on, you know, here's this big city blocks, here's this map, don't go in there. I mean, why would you want to do that? And the farmer's market, which was so, so famous and long-lasting in San Francisco on the wharf, has been taken over by homeless and drugs. So enough said, there's very, very, very few vendors left there at all. They've just left. It's because the police cannot control it. And then the lady who, one of the San Francisco supervisors who had led the movement to defund the police is now screaming for police because her businesses are being overrun. They're in fear. They're closing down. And the police say, we don't have the people. We cannot react to these things. And then that lady in Oakland whose husband was shot by a squatter from next door. Anyway, It can go on and on and on and on. We're going to take a break for the news here. And when we come back, Susan Wilson and Shasta County Citizens, Advocate and Respect, will join us. Again, I am sorry that our guest at 7 o'clock didn't show up. I don't know what happened to Patrick Jones and the auditor. And I'm sure we'll find out today. Maybe there was a mix-up in our communication, or who knows what happened. A lot of things happen over weekends. We'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He says the U.S. economy has taken a real beating under President Biden. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy delivering a speech this morning at the New York Stock Exchange. He says Republicans have the remedy for what's ailing the economy, and there are a host of ills, according to McCarthy.
Record inflation and the hardship that it causes. Rising interest rates. Supply chain shortages. Instability in the banking system. And uncertainty across the board.
Says part of the problem is out of control government spending. In McCarthy's words, we must change course before it's too late. McCarthy, not the only House Republican in New York City this morning. Members of the Judiciary Committee are there as well. Republicans holding a field hearing on surging crime. A deadly weekend shooting at a teenager's birthday party has shaken the small city of Dadeville, Alabama. Four people killed, more than two dozen others injured. Police say the investigation will take time. Nothing yet on a motive and no arrests. The U.S. military says a helicopter raid in northern Syria has resulted in the probable death of a senior ISIS leader.
The U.S. Central Command says in a statement that the IS leader, who has not been named, was responsible for planning terror attacks in the Middle East and Europe. CENTCOM added two other armed individuals were killed along with the target of the raid, which took place early on Monday. The statement says no civilians or U.S. troops were hurt in the operation. At least 900 U.S. troops are deployed in Syria, along with an undisclosed number of contractors. I'm Charles Tilladesma.
SpaceX has scrubbed its latest planned rocket launch just minutes before the scheduled blastoff. On Wall Street, the Dow up 29 points and NASDAQ down 9. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Nestle Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
A Saudi-led military coalition has started freeing some prisoners captured in the war in Yemen.
The International Committee of the Red Cross says that 104 detainees from Yemen will be flown from Abha in the south of Saudi Arabia to the Yemeni capital Sana'a and to the port of Aden. There were highly emotional scenes as families welcomed back fathers and sons they hadn't seen for years. These confidence-building measures are giving further momentum to efforts to secure a possibly permanent ceasefire in Yemen, as Saudi Arabia, which backs the government, and Iran, which supports the rebel Houthi movement, move to restore their diplomatic relations. It's raised hopes that an end to their proxy war in Yemen could be in sight.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher. Hundreds of firefighters in southern France battling the country's biggest forest fire this year broke out yesterday, quickly charring more than 2,500 acres. News and analysis, townhall.com. Automakers from around the world, including China, set to unveil more than a dozen new electric SUVs, sedans, and muscle cars this week.
It will happen at the Shanghai Auto Show, their first full-scale sales event in 4 years, in a market that's developing its own EVs, self-driving cars, and other futuristic technology. Global automakers are competing to roll out appealing electric vehicles in the technology's biggest, most crowded market. This after the Communist Party invests billions of dollars in subsidies to buy an early lead in an emerging industry. They face intense competition, though, from young but aggressive Chinese brands with fast-developing technology and lower prices. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Congress has ordered the IRS to investigate how to create a government-operated system for filing your taxes free of charge, an idea that, perhaps not surprisingly, doesn't sit too well with the big tax preparation firms. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Today, the 17th of April, 8:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christina's at the helm. Today is...
All mics are open though, so...
Yeah, well... Oh, okay. Well, today is also Second Amendment Day, along with the Patriot Day, and it was not
Cheeseball.
Cheeseball Day, and what was the other one? There was another one that was exciting. Anyway, but Second Amendment Day today. Okay.
Patriot Day.
It's Patriots, but it's not Patriots Day. It's Patriots something Day.
Right.
The day they started, the war started.
1775.
Yeah. Well, that would have been the, 1775. Got it.
All right, so let's talk about the weather. 53 degrees in the downtown studios, mostly cloudy. Then showers today. Looks like our highs today will only be about 61. Tonight, 36 with chance of showers and mostly clear. Tuesday calls for area frost and partly sunny with a high of 58. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 38. Wednesday, mostly sunny with 61. And our overnight lows Wednesday night at 38. Thursday calls for mostly sunny with a high of 67. And Friday mostly sunny with a 76. As we progress through the weekend and we've got Red Bluff Roundup and we have all the cool April nights, it looks like we're going to have mostly sunny with 80 on Saturday. And Sunday, 77. It's going to be a fabulous weekend with all the classic cars, all the great stuff happening, and the horses, and the rodeo.
Yep.
We are here, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a business that's veteran-owned, and they give senior discounts and veteran discounts out in Anderson at 365-3793.
Okay. We're here. It's Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect with Susan Wilson. And introduce your guest today, Susan.
I'd be delighted to do that. So today with me to recognize that this is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, I have Kimberly Johnson, who's the CEO of Child Legacy Center and the One Safe Place.
And I
have with me Dr. Allison Cole, who is the clinical director for Child Legacy Center.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow. Okay, we got a lot to cover here.
Sexual Assault Awareness Month is a, we talk about all the things that have happened. The one thing that kind of drove it home to me, I mean, it's not like people aren't aware of it, was my granddaughter, who is in university at New Mexico State. They have a nail polish that they put on their nails that if they dip it into a drink, it'll change color if there's drugs in it.
Yeah.
Where 18 and 19-year-old young ladies, young girls, have to put that on their fingernails to make sure they're not being drugged. That they travel in girl groups They don't ever leave their drinks alone. They don't take a drink from somebody they don't know and don't know really well. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, we've come to that point.
Yeah, my daughter called it open your own can when you're drinking beer.
Absolutely. That's right.
How have we gotten here, Kimberly?
Oh, well, I think that that's
not
a
common sexual assault.
Right.
It hasn't been around for a long time.
Yeah.
But.
I think that it's interesting how when we think of, certainly there's the accessibility of different substances and things like that that have made it much more readily available. But, I think there's honestly like a beauty in the fact that, at least for me when I was in college, you know, gosh, almost 20 years ago now, it wasn't really even a thought. It wasn't a consideration, and it was something that wasn't talked about, that wasn't discussed. And so I think that where we tend to villainize, you know, social media and various technology platforms, I think that this is actually one of the ways in which the utilization of social media has actually been a benefit to this population, to college-age kids, because of the fact that they can so readily share various safety tips and things that they can do to keep themselves safe. Whereas, at least for me, 20 years ago, I wasn't ever accessing that information. It wasn't even a thought in my head, and it wasn't that it wasn't happening. It was simply that the awareness platforms were much different. And so I think that statistically sexual assault is, as you stated, has been around forever and ever. It's just now we know so much more about it. We have different responses. There's different fundings that's coming from, you know, federal and state government. And so it's actually a sign of progress, oddly enough, that we're seeing stuff like somebody inventing a nail polish to keep kids safe.
And Dr. Cole, would you say within your practice now, you are marriage? Let's talk about your. Let's talk a little bit about your background. We would like to find out who you are, and let's find out how you got into this field.
Sure,
if you will.
Yes, I'm a marriage and family therapist, and I've been in this field for about 30 years, and worked with children and families on various degrees over those 30 years that I've been in practice. And we here at Children's Legacy Center work with the youth who have been sexually abused and help them find wholeness and healing as they work on their treatment. And it's a wonderful thing to watch them go from being victims to empowered survivors feeling good about who they are.
So in your practice, you say you've been practicing for about 30 years.
Yes.
I mean, where did your light shine for you personally and professionally when you said, this is the field I'm going to go, this is my specialty?
Yes.
Where I can help the process?
Yes. So about 20 years ago, I ran a residential treatment facility for young ladies, and several of them were girls that had been trafficked and were on the streets and were in foster care, but were out of foster care most of the time because they lived on the streets. And so in that residential facility, I worked to help them to begin to build a sense of self and a sense of self-esteem. But it wasn't until about 5 years later, after having one of our girls leave and run away and run away and run away, and one day she never came back, and I figured she had passed away. And I was teaching at a junior college, and this young lady came up to me, and she said, "Miss Cole, do you remember me?" And I said, "No." She said, "I'm so-and-so." And my jaw hit the floor.
Wow.
And she said, "I want you to know, I remembered everything you taught me."
Wow.
And it still brings.
Oh my God! Yeah, that just comes right from the gut.
And so ever since then, I realized there is no throwaway child. All children need a family, and all children have potential.
And there's power in mentorship.
Yes.
And we don't even know what we may think is maybe menial or a random act of kindness or a word can really have you don't know.
Exactly.
But the fact that you found this profound moment to now bring you here today, and this is lovely. It's a lovely story. And this is the kind of thing I like to talk about what brought people to this place today as it unfolds. And now we know we've got a lot of information to talk about, as well as with Children Legacy and One Safe Place merging and Kimberly, you being CEO and taking over this new movement, this new, like, how does it look? Where are we going in 2023 today? We do have to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about that and the work that's happening within the Children's Legacy Center here in Reading and the North State and in California.
This portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, and are announcing their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's a no-cost program to the people that are in the program, and its whole mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. Unfortunately, people who have fallen and broken a hip or a knee or whatever cannot stay in their houses many times, their homes many times after that. So this program there is to put in grab rails and banisters and all types of things there to help you move about your home. For more information on this program, call 530-842-1687. We'll be right back.
Even rock and roll can music save your mortal soul, and can you teach me how to dance real slow?
Injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hey there, friends. RC from Tobacco and Brew sharing with you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Foundation Cigar Company, The Tabernacle. A full-bodied smoking experience, this stick was curated with the connoisseur in mind, as well as our value-conscious customer. This ensemble of long filler from Honduras and Nicaragua is swaddled with the sensational Connecticut broadleaf wrapper. This smoke is a luxurious gift for any cigar aficionado. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. Today, the 17th, 8:20 in the morning, 49 degrees out there. Is it going to turn into sun today?
No.
I think it's going to be cloudy. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, skid steers, side by sides. Yeah, I know. I go there and I, you know, more power. You do it all. Don't spend on yourself. You do it all. They do it local. This a young couple, and they just are just knocking it out of the park with all their stuff they have and their attitude and everything. It's located in Anderson at 2540 Gateway Drive. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800. You know, fire season's coming, and if you've got a place, you could rent one of those little tractors they have there and just clear up whole areas at around your home. Or you're just kind of fun to drive around the parking lot, rent it for an hour. Okay.
You're not wrong. You're totally not wrong.
You know, have you run a backhoe?
I've run a little backhoe on my property. Yeah. Little 3 acres go. And it's a certain kind of therapy, I tell you what. I don't know if Dr. Cole says that it's evidence based or not, but it's good for the soul.
I can just imagine
like
that.
Like a sit-down mower will make you feel powerful.
It's true.
That's what Linda, you know, we saw this place, and she goes, now, are you really going to cut the grass on here?
Yeah, exactly.
With a sit-down mower, get out there with the big hat, get the tunes playing. Are you kidding? You won't get me off that mower.
Absolutely agree.
Okay. Hey, we are here as Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. Of course, Susan Wilson, but she brought with her Kimberly Johnson, who is the CEO of the Children's Legacy Center, but also of One Safe Place. They are uniting and bringing the strength of both organizations together. And Dr. Allison Cole, who is the family therapist for Children's Legacy Center.
Director.
Okay. We talked about, and this is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and we talked about the sexual assault's been with us forever. I mean, you know, forever. The fact is, though, with 24-hour-a-day news and social media, we hear about it so much more.
That's right.
It's all ages, it's all income groups, it's all religions, it's everything. It goes across. If anything goes across all of the groups, it's the sexual assault.
Absolutely.
You know, but one of the things that I think that we need to keep in mind strongly is that there's still a large stigma to sexual assault. You know, especially girls who don't come forward, girls who don't talk about it, girls who haven't done their work to make themselves safe.
And boys.
And boys.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're really seeing that in certain organized, what's hitting the news is the organized religious, mm-hmm. you know, I don't want to put any name on any mm-hmm. particular religion, but that's definitely made
and
the
think
headlines.
Think how quiet that's been kept for mm-hmm. probably centuries, to be honest.
Yep.
But definitely generations now. And still we get these whole new issues that come up and you go, how come we don't know about that? Mm-hmm. You know?
Absolutely. Yep.
So there's a big education piece to this, I think, to talking with people and telling them what happens and what the risks are.
Is this something that they, maybe you can help educate me, because I've been thinking more about this with really, you know, talking about different cultures and history. And is this something that we talk about in schools today about maybe
you know, they don't want to talk about sex education in schools, but I'm wondering if this is something that can be discussed in an academic way about how our culture, what can we do now to be aware in our culture, and what's happened in the past, several cultures where it was okay, or people looked the other way, or it was considered that child brides or, you know, boys at 11 and 12 went to the Greeks and to the Turks. And I mean, this is stuff
this
that
is
happened.
This is history.
And so how do we bring that into our educational system today to talk about what we do in our culture today in order to be aware of how we protect ourselves?
I think that's one of the things Children's Legacy Center eventually will do more of is educating in the classroom or doing curriculum for teachers to teach in the classroom to talk about what sexual assault is, what normal sexual behavior is, and how to ask for help and how to get help when a violation, and teaching children about boundaries and what's healthy and what's not healthy. So many girls and boys over the years were taught always respect your elders no matter what. Some adults you need to say no to and you need to get away from.
Okay. What age group should this start?
I think immediately.
Little bitty, 3 years
little
old.
Little bitty.
Or even younger. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to teach children how to be aware of their circumstances. And three-year-olds are pretty aware.
You know, I frankly have no problem with that at all. There are certain things that are being introduced at younger ages I have a real problem with. I mean, an extreme problem with, as you can probably imagine. But for something like this, no, I think letting them be aware of this and what to do if it happens, like tell mommy. Yeah.
That was being in this field for as long as I have been. When I had my child, the very first book that I got her was Good Touch, Bad Touch.
There we go. I was thinking about no is a powerful word.
Right. And it totally explained to her, you know, if somebody ever touches you in a way that does not feel good or makes you feel uncomfortable, you say no and you get away immediately.
And, you know, Linda, you spoke about we need to address this in the schools, but we really need to address this with families as well.
No, exactly.
With parents.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But we are seeing more and more that, you know, oh, my God, you guys.
Keeping secrets from families.
And that parents will leave the room and the kids are on games or they're on little baby YouTube stuff and what is feeding their brains.
Right. The internet.
Oh my, it just people it could need be in a game.
Yes, people need education about how perpetrators peruse these games and these online sites, and they look for youth that are at risk. And we need much more education both to youth and to parents and caregivers about how to protect online because it is so important.
I saw a TV show or a movie or something where that's what happened. They were grooming the kids through a game. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you saw that one or not, but it was extremely scary because if you look at it, as a parent looks at this game, it looks like, okay, that's really innocent and all that. But no, the person on the other end is an adult, and it becomes scary after that. So parents need to be aware. I mean, and I don't know how many million times this has been said. I know Kimberly, you, Dr. Susan, Linda, me. You've got to be aware of what's on your kids' social media and their phones and everything.
Yeah, there's a great show that I think it's on Netflix right now. It's a documentary called Social Dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've seen it, but it is outstanding because it talks about the effect of all those things, not just games, but Twitter, Facebook, and it has people from those organizations that develop those programs saying, I don't allow my child to have a cell phone,
yes,
and my
yes.
child will not get that cell phone till they're 13 or 14, and I have done some training.
Yeah,
you know?
The ones that control it do not want their kids on social media. Kimberly.
So I think I'm gonna approach this from a slightly different angle and say that I wholeheartedly agree in terms of the statistics are very, very obvious as far as the age at which children are accessing pornographic material is, it's staggering. I mean, as children as young as six, the majority of six-year-olds have seen some form of sex online. And so the readily available, readily accessible access to phones is rampant. I think at the same time, you know, we are past the point of no return in terms of kids not accessing those things. And beyond that, like, you know, I mean, my version of this at 8 years old was like, well, my mom had a really strict bedtime, but my friend Allie's house, like, her mom was really flexible on bedtime, and we could, like, stay up late and eat candy. So guess what I would do at Allie's house? Well, I'd stay up late and eat candy, right? Now, granted, there weren't cell phones. There wasn't even the internet that was accessible at that point in time. But at the same time,
yeah, you're so old.
Where kids are able to access. I mean, when they're at schools, the amount of information that my kids have been able to access just at school is really, really, really jarring. So for me, it's so much more about, do we have, as parents, the ability to have open and hard conversations with our kids? Do kids have a safe space to come to us to say, like, hey, I mean, and I, like, this is where my oldest is, 14. And, you know, the stuff that, I mean, kids will actually physically bring things to school that I was so not prepared for him to see.
Mm.
But he'll tell me about it and we have a conversation about it. And it's rampant, and it's rampant not just on, obviously, the access to any sort of explicit material, but also on the mental health and suicide. And my gosh, I mean, like,
depression and anxiety.
Absolutely.
Well, so, you're not prepared to see the physical or feel the physical when you're 9 and 7 and 8 and 10. Right.
Well, I think that this is why we call, like, the Center for Resilience, like the Children's Legacy Center for Resilience, is because, I mean, 80% of the cases that we see through Get Access Forensic Interviews are sexual assault cases of children. Right. But what we've seen, and those are kids who have physically been assaulted, sexually been assaulted. What we see is those kids are able to heal, right? When they're given the right tools, the right resources, the right support, they can heal. And so, should a six-year-old, should an eight-year-old see explicit material? Hell no, of course not. Sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah. It's okay, as long as they're not hyphenated.
Let it rip.
With the right support system in place, with an access to a healthy and safe adult to be able to process some of that, our kids are going to be okay. We just have to get over the jarring reality of these really clunky, hard, awkward, uncomfortable conversations, because I wasn't talking about that with my parents.
Well, we got to take a break here, and you're right, the horse has left the stable.
That's right.
You know what, being able to try and control your kids' social media, I mean, you can try, but you're right. You know, they see it from other places. It's just, they're inundated with it. So you've got to have some kind of a good relationship where you can talk to your kids. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. I can talk to you about them on the cutting edge of technology. I can tell you that they're the highest rated hospital in the area. I can tell you all those things. But I don't know if you knew that they are also a supporter of so many different organizations here in town, nonprofits. They are a supporter of the Reading Rodeo, just as an example, of downtown projects. They are on boards of the city, of the Chamber of Commerce. There are so many things that Shasta Regional Medical Center does for our community besides health. That Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
Hot cars
and cool April nights
is back April 21st through the 30th.
It's over a week of classic car fun.
This year's lineup of events is bigger and better than ever, with a drive-in, poker walk, show and shine, cornhole tournament, live entertainment, and more.
Saturday, April 29th is the main event, with over 1,000 classic cars on display. Get your tickets today at any local Napa Auto Parts store.
For more information and a full schedule of events, go to coolaprilnights.com. That's
CoolApronLights.com.
Get your discounted pre-sale tickets to the big show at any local Napa Auto Parts stores. Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th. Tons of classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events, go to CoolApronLights.com. That's CoolApronLights.com. Sponsored in part by Reading Tourism and Marketing Group, Cresco Equipment Rentals, and Lithia Chevrolet.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Well, welcome back. We're just having, I'll tell you what, we just get on fire and we have these wonderful conversations. But that, welcome back to our show, by the way. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. We love to embrace the community, all things and helping you to be empowered. We like to have all sides of everything. KCNR 1460 online as well, .com. This portion of the show is brought to you by
our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I've never had a bad haircut there. I really like it because I can set up appointments at 530-244-9478 and set up a time that works for me and go in there and get my haircut. And remember that I'm in man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. It's not a salon, my friends. Don't go in there expecting to have your hair curled. Okay, we're here with...
I'm sorry.
So Linda has walked in there before and then walked out, and she said, so much testosterone in there. She said, what was it? You had to go shave your legs or something afterwards. Anyway, that's not true. I mean, we're just a bunch of good old boys. I'm here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens advocating respect. And this month is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So Kimberly Johnson, who is the CEO of the Children Legacy Center, but also the CEO of One Safe Place, that we're, are getting together That's not a secret. It's a merge. It's not a secret.
Well, they have a common CEO, and we're going to rescue one safe place.
If it is, it's the worst kept secret in Shasta County history.
I think it was a press release and everything. But if you didn't know it, they are merging. And Kimberly's going to be CEO of both, and then probably just one organization at some point. And Dr. Allison Cole, who is the family therapist I guess it would be both of them.
It's Children's Legacy Center for Resilience right now, but Yes, we'll be providing mental health services.
And there's going to also be it's the term children will probably. It's because it's just going to be Resiliency Center, I would hope. It's for everybody.
Yeah, so our Center for Resilience is specifically to our outpatient behavioral health clinic, but certainly Children's Legacy Center is going to need a little bit of a rebrand at some point down the road, likely, because we're obviously going to be serving adults, and we would not want to have any sort of barrier. But, you know, the Center for Resilience already, we've always provided whole family care, and so I think that that's something to keep in mind.
You know, also, we were just discussing during the break, and we went over on it, was the Facebook. Facebook, you've got to watch Facebook, too, because I'll get friend request, and I'll look down, and I'll see who their friends are. And I saw one of them that was a young man that I knew, well underage. And the request for friendship was from a woman who then displayed an expansive amount of flesh in her photo. Yeah. And when I saw who it was, I called the young man's mother and said, you might want to know about this. and it was just a screech on the other end, and then it was taken care of. But even Facebook, you got to watch out for Facebook.
Do you remember what happened to me early on in us? First kicking off our radio show, or it was early on with us together, somebody infiltrated my email, or my Facebook, and when my name came up, it was a naked picture of somebody else, and a friend of mine here in Redding's son, who was 13 at the time, was online. She called me right away, and she said, you probably need to know about this. Of course, I was getting ready to go on the air and was flipping out. So we had to do our due diligence at that time. Remember, Carl?
Yeah. It wasn't you.
No, it wasn't me.
I studied it for a long time.
Just to clarify.
Just to clarify that. Okay.
That was weird, though.
All right. Coming back to a more serious side here. Sexual assault. You know, it's one thing for children, but it's another thing for adults. And the, you know, what we tell children, you know, and I thoroughly agree with you, we got to start at a really young age. Good touch, bad touch, that book you were talking about, Doctor. But what about adults? I mean, that they get unwanted advances and all this. Do y'all have programs, you know, to educate people on things like this?
So,
or is this after it happens, usually?
Yeah, so one of the funding sources for One Safe Place is what's a California Office of Emergency Services through the Victims of Crime Act receives funding for what's called rape crisis. And so you have every county in the state of California has a designated rape crisis center, and One Safe Place is our local designated rape crisis center. And so as a part of that grant, we provide victims advocacy. So if there's a victim at the hospital, then we will send an advocate to be with that victim who has experienced sexual assault and provide follow-up and supportive services along the way. But I think that there's definitely always room for growth and certainly room for growth in terms of the extended supportive services around adult victims for sure. And then as far as like the community outreach and education, so prevention is also a part of that funding, which looks like us working locally with our local colleges to be sure that we're able to provide education on the college campuses. I think that this is one of the pieces that we're really excited about as we look to bring together the two organizations, is how we can be continue to build upon what One Safe Place has already established, but also really expand the need for further community education and accessible community education, which is kind of what we were talking about on the break, being able to have little quick social media 1 minute sound bites of how to keep your kids safe, how to keep yourself safe.
Let's go to the phones. Ron, do you have a question or a comment for our guest this morning?
Excuse me. Yes, I do. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's going around now that I guess it's in the school libraries, from what I've been told, about porn, I guess it's how-to books to commit porn or commit sexual acts on one another. Anyhow, I wanted to go in I want to go in the library, the school libraries. I want to look around. I told I can't because I don't have a kid there because I'm a grandpa. But I still pay taxes, doggone it. And so this is something I'd like to see. And I'm thinking now this might be a show for you guys to invite some of these parents that know about some of this stuff to come on your show and let everybody know, I guess, the names and maybe what these books look like and possibly what schools have them in their libraries. And somebody said, well, you probably wouldn't see anything anyway because when they know you're coming in, they'll pull the books and hide them or something. But if they know, and I suppose that could be true, but anyhow, I'd like to just know what schools have them and stuff like that. So anyhow, I'm taking up your time. But anyhow, thank you for your show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Kimberly?
So, I absolutely, I appreciate any time that we're given the opportunity to provide some clarity on this particular topic because when we send our kids to school, we need to know our kids are safe across the board. And I think I have five kids in Shasta County Public Schools right now. And so ensuring that our children are safe is just a massive priority for all of us. So California law does not require sex education to start until seventh grade. So anything that's connected to sex education does not start until seventh grade, which is actually one of the barriers to being able to have good touch, bad touch conversations with kids as young as three, because kind of in our mindset, it's somehow connected to sex education when in reality, what we're really talking about and I've looked at lots of curriculums all across the state, what they're talking about is just healthy boundaries and body autonomy. And even things like, you know, when you were a kid and your mom would say, hey, go hug, you know, Aunt Jo. Well, if your kid doesn't actually want to hug Aunt Jo, we don't force our children to hug Aunt Jo, right? So it's things that are that simple. But by the time it gets to seventh grade, that's when sex education actually starts. Those curriculums are readily available. However, I want to say maybe 4 years ago, there was a book list that was specifically provided to juniors and seniors in high school, so ages 17 and 18. There was a recommended reading list that was basically, here's the sex education curriculum, which is available to everyone. But then the students were sent home with a recommended reading list. There was a singular book on that reading list, and honestly, I don't even remember the name of it now because I did all the research on it. It was, like I said, 4 years ago. And one of those books had content that it was not that extreme. It was not the extreme of teaching kids different pornographic things. But it was inappropriate, to be totally honest, in terms of something that would be on a recommended reading list. It created an uproar and was removed from that recommended reading list. So I have not heard of any school in the state of California having these types of books. That's not a category.
But like Ron says, if you should know everything that's being taught in your school, just like, you know, just like Kimberly and the doctor saying, if there's a question, then you need to go in and ask the principal or, you know, see what kind of books are in there. If, you know, so that if there's something that, we're not talking Huckleberry Finn, but if there are books there that cause you a problem, you need to be able to discuss it with the school authorities. I don't see anything wrong with that.
And I also think discussing it, though, with your kids as well, because if we think that our kids are not accessing that information at those ages, so again, the only time that this was the singular book that created an uproar was specific for 17 and 18 year old students. It was never for younger kids.
A reading list, does that mean it's in the library?
No, it doesn't. Okay. It was a recommended. The parents could purchase it afterwards.
I see. Okay.
Well, we've got to take a break. But I'm going to say this quickly. You made a point that you've got these grandkids and you're concerned what's happening with school, and I get that completely, and like we embrace the thought of that. But what happens many times, your 30-year-old, your 4, your 5-year-old, whatever, is being babysat or over at a friend's house. Yep. And you don't know when they go into that person's house that mom and dad or somebody else doesn't have porn laying around. And no matter how hard you try, that's why it's important to have the conversation and the tools at home.
And the education.
Absolutely. Okay, yeah. Got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve a growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon fillet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Reading chapter of the Safari Club International, taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to scireading.org. We'll see you there.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. All of our producers learned that song. They're probably tired of it. I don't care. 8:53 in the morning here on the 17th, Carl and Linda Bott. It looks like it's kind of cloudy today, yeah, but no rain, though. I don't think.
Yet. No, it looks like, well, it says showers likely.
Oh, showers likely.
Showers likely with a high of 61. Showers tonight, chance of showers, then mostly clear with 36. So we may have some sprinkles today.
Okay. We're here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocate and Respect. And she brought with her Kimberly Johnson, who is the CEO of Children's Legacy Center and also One Safe Place, which will soon merge. And Dr. Allison Cole, who heads up their Resilience Center and a therapist there. One of our listeners wrote in, said that there was an officer by the name, an RPD officer by the name of Don Ostendorf. He was known as the good touch, bad touch cop who visited Reading schools and spoke with the kids. I went with him on several occasions and was in tears a time or two when a youngster came forward to tell Officer Don about someone that was being sexually abusive to them. And it certainly was an eye-opener. And we don't have that, you know, like an officer going through, but we still have our...
Well, we have school resource officers in the high schools and some middle schools, but basically in high schools. Well, and they do meet that need.
Oh, they do. Frankly, we should have school resource officers at every school. I don't understand.
Frankly, we should, but it's very expensive.
Well, maybe we should take some of the funding from the Train to Nowhere. And keep
not touching that.
Another
one.
Democrat idea. Okay. You know what? If I can't get one shot in,
I know. That's our game. You have to get me at least once every show.
At least once every show. Kimberly, what do you have, like, the future for this, where you're going to expand? Like Dr. Cole said, that the first book her daughter got was Good Touch, Bad Touch. And, I mean, to expand programs here for parents, especially parents, and to help them. How do I talk to my kid?
Is there
classes out there that says, how do I talk to my kid about uncomfortable things?
The short answer is yes. There's podcasts. We could actually develop a list of trusted resources, and make
that would
available.
Be great.
Yeah.
So we could look at doing that. I think, you know, as we sort of look to the future, anytime we do a future, like, projection looking, I always start with looking back. Which I think is, you know, part of the reason why we're called the Children's Legacy Center. Legacy is something that really matters to me, and that's a part of what it means, right? We have to see where we've come from in order to see where we're going. And so, you know, I think in 2016, when all of our community stakeholders came together to ensure that kids, our vision was really simple. We just didn't want kiddos to have to retell the story of their abuse, you know, 6 to 10 times in places like police stations, right? Yeah. It was very simple.
That was a huge step forward.
That was the dream, right? I mean, I think everything beyond that, and we accomplished that with a staff of, gosh, 4 or 5 people. What we didn't anticipate was when we figured out a way to solve this singular problem together, that we learned to trust one another, and then it became, well, what's the next problem that we want to solve, right? What's the next thing that we want to do? And so I think as we have expanded, we're a staff of, I don't know, 34, 35, something like that on the Children's Legacy Center side, and now there's 21 at OSP, and then we have 9 or 10 job positions open right now, getting ready to open a residential program. Or 6 locations if you include OSP. So as
locations for people to go to, right?
Various locations for various services. Yeah, our foster family agency, our outpatient behavioral health clinic, our forensic interviewing services, residential programs, yes. And then we have our executive staff offices. But the reason why I say all of that is because as we sort of look ahead, I think one of the biggest pieces that we have wanted to make an impact, the biggest areas, is on the training and education. But in order to do that effectively, we need to do it through truly being able to collect what we call qualitative and quantitative data and information. So then that way we're speaking from a place of experience. So training and education is absolutely one of the big things that's on the horizon for us.
Okay, we got a minute left. So final thoughts from everybody? Doctor?
Well, we are looking at doing a seminar this summer on Internet safety for parents as well as Internet safety for kids.
I hope that's recorded so we can push
right,
that out everywhere.
Right.
That sounds like an idea. I didn't think to record it, but
right,
yeah.
Right, yes. Absolutely.
And we'd love to have a show on that, too.
That'd be great.
Okay. Kimberly?
You know, I feel grateful for the opportunity to come and talk about this, and I think, you know, it's undoubtedly fact that somebody who has been listening has experienced sexual abuse, sexual assault themselves.
What is it, 1 in 4?
Yeah, something like 1 in 4 women, and I think, is it 1 in 9 men?
One in eight.
One in eight men. Yeah. And so I just want to kind of hold a little bit of space for that and say that we're grateful for the opportunity to come on, and so...
Okay, and Susan.
I just want to thank these two
yes,
women for
absolutely.
Being here with us today and giving us all this information.
One of our commenters in the chat room, Kimberly and her team have been such a blessing to our area's children, mm-hmm. and I'm believing that. So anything that we can do to help get the word out, I would love to do that. And
thank you.
Keeping kids safe from the Internet and everything else. Okay, tomorrow, and thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Now, tomorrow... Reading Rancheria is going to roll in.
And
we have a world champion rodeo contestant.
Barrel race.
You know, my hook.
All right.
My hook.
Okay.
She's local.
Yeah. I'm excited about her being.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She rides sister.
And she rides sister. Okay. Hey, everybody, have a great day, and God bless America.
You can stand me up at the gates of
Center. Your life. Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.